pods out.
All right, we're here with Martin Truex Jr. finishing third tonight in the Coca-Cola 600. Had a dominant car, led 233 laps. Martin, I know it's back-to-back dominant runs, but I'm sure you're back-to-back-to-back dominant runs in the 78 car. Can you just talk about your run out there?
Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it. It's kind of bittersweet, you know. You know, on one hand, super proud of my team, everybody back in Denver, Furniture Row, Bass Pro Shops, everybody at TRD, Toyota, all of our partners that make this possible. You know, we had a shot at it again. It's the third year in a row here. We've, you know, led the most laps and felt like had a shot to win. And, you know, two out of three, we lost it on fuel mileage. So that's a little bit tough to swallow. But all in all, I mean, can't say enough about my team and what we've been doing and, you know, what they continue to do. So really proud of them. You know, it stinks to come up on the short end of fuel mileage, but, you know, we've been on this side of it plenty of times. And, you know, just sometimes they don't go your way. So all in all, it was a great night. And, you know, like I said, fast cars. And we'll keep coming back with them and hopefully get some more wins.
Okay, we'll open it up to questions. We'll go to Joe and then Jacob.
Joe Menzer, FoxSports.com. Were you surprised that Austin was able to make it? I mean, did you figure both those guys were going to run out? And did you just kind of burn up your tires a little bit trying to catch them?
Yeah, you know, I honestly had no idea whether they could make it or not. I mean, when you're in the car, you're just driving your butt off, and you're not really worried. You know, you don't know what guy's fuel mileage is, how many laps you've run, how many there is to go. I mean, you're kind of set, you know, focused in your little world and doing your thing and using the information that your crew relays to you. So, you know, they told me that a couple of those guys were going to stretch it. There was no way we could do it. So we were kind of on our own agenda, and we had to, you know, stick to the plan. And so I just focused on my driving and trying to get, you know, do the best job I could. And, you know, after the pit stop, we, you know, Cole felt like we were going to catch him based on the lap times we could run all night long. And I definitely burned my stuff up just a little bit trying to get through traffic. You know, I had to pass quite a few cars, and then there was some lappers out there. It seemed like I just kept catching them in the wrong spots. And our car was definitely looser that last run. So probably should have made a little bit more of an adjustment that last pit stop. I think if, you know, had we not been so loose there, if the car was like it had been the prior two runs, I think we may have got there, you know, with a lap or two to go. So I lost quite a bit of time in traffic. You know, that hurt my right rear tire. I hurt my right rear tire some more, and we were just too loose in general. So just missed it a bit there at the end. But, you know, like I said, yeah, we made a little bit of a mistake on the adjustment, and it cost us a little bit. But, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes.
Jacob and then Caleb.
Jacob Seelman, Performance Motorsports Network. Martin, I know it's another one that just gets away from you, but you've led the most laps now in the last three 600s, tied Darrell Waltrip with that record, and almost 80% of the laps in the last two 600s you've led. What is it about this particular race, if you know, that seems to make you shine so well?
You know, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I think, you know, the last few years we've just really hit on some things that work for us here. You know, earlier in my career, Charlotte, I would dread coming here because I felt like it was one of my worst racetracks, and I wasn't very good here. And, you know, back in 2014, I came to Furniture Row, and, you know, we had an awful season, and our cars weren't running good. But we both races, when we came here, for whatever reason, we hit on something that really worked for us. And I think both of the two best runs we had that entire season were here. And, you know, we came back in 15, and just picked up on that with faster cars, and that was, you know, we were getting to where we were running pretty good everywhere, and then we came here and we were just that much better. So I don't know, it's I got to credit Cole and Jazzy, my engineer, just for figuring this place out, and I think, you know, better cars and me learning more about the racetrack, we've been able to continue to build on that success and build on our notes and get better. So hopefully we'll continue to do that. It's not easy to stay on top of it, but we'll keep trying for sure, and hopefully it works out.
Cool.
Thank you.
Caleb Whistler, Speedway Digest. How much of a factor or non-factor was the VHT today?
I think it was a huge factor. I think, you know, last weekend the middle groove, you know, middle to high middle was non-existent. It was the slickest part of the racetrack. And tonight, for, you know, 375 laps of the 400, it was the main groove. You know, where typically there's the least grip on this racetrack, there was the most grip tonight. So it definitely played a factor. It changed the race quite a bit. You know, I think the downforce rules this year changed it quite a bit as well. The bottom of the racetrack is so bumpy and so slick. I'm telling you, after 10 laps, it's all you can do to make laps without crashing down there. So it definitely changed the race tonight. It made it a lot of fun, I thought, and I thought it was a good addition. I don't think so. I think, you know, this track is so unique. The pavement here, the geometry of the racetrack, the bumps that are in it, it's almost got a concrete feel the way the bumps are. They're really, really small, high-frequency bumps, almost like a washboard, kind of like the feel you get at Dover. And, you know, most asphalt tracks are not bumpy that way. They're more of a swell, you know, and the car kind of goes through the swells, like a place like Chicago or Atlanta or something. So it's very, very different here. The pavement's different than anywhere we go. The bumps in the racetrack are way different than anywhere we go. And I think both of those things kind of contribute to us needing to do some different things here to change up the racing. So I think it was a good addition tonight. You know, I don't know what it would have been like had we not had it. The bottom was so slippery, I don't know if it would have been a good race or not. Just hard to say.
Do we have any questions for Martin up in the press box?
Thank you.
Anything else down here?
Thanks, guys.
Oh, one more.
One more from Kelly. Good.
Damn it. Almost got out.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Apologies if this was asked earlier, but you've obviously had a good hold of this place the last few years. So, you know, when Jimmy ran and had a stranglehold here through the years, he always talked about how he just had a feel for it. It, of course, went away with, you know, everything that was done to the track. Are you now discovering, do you feel like you have your own, I guess, kind of feel for this place now?
You know, I think it's, yeah, I definitely do. You know, when we come here, I know what I need my car to do to be good. You know, the real, anytime you have success at a racetrack, you get that feel. And until things change majorly with the track or with the rules or with the tires or something, it's something you can just lean on each time you go to that racetrack. The hardest part is getting your car to do the things that you want it to do. You know the feel you're looking for, but there's no guarantee that you can always get your car to do that. So, you know, that's a credit to the team and what they're able to do and take that information that you give them. And I would lean on my guys so much to just give me the feel I need, and they really understand me and are able to do it. So it's not just having the feel, it's being able to get the car to do that as well, and that's so challenging.
Any other questions for Mark?
All right. Thank you again.
Martin, thanks so much. We'll see you.
Don't you.
Next week at your home track at Dover.